You're listening to the ESO Network, your station for all things geek.
You're listening to the Blurred Nerds Podcast, part of the ESO Network, brought to you by GVTV and the Geek Ventures.
Welcome to the Blurred Nerds Podcast, ladies and gentlemen. This is Little Bit.
And this is the Geek Father.
It is time for episode 267.
267. Sweet.
We're in the middle of October. So lots of...
Already, man.
Lots of stuff happening these past few weeks.
That's trippy, man.
But maybe we should start out with, I guess, the biggest news. Is it big news? I think it's big news. I guess time will tell. But that would be that Walter Hamada.
Yes.
Is out at DC.
The Hamadaverse is over. I guess his vision of DC EU is not working for, I guess, David Zaslav. So they're like, hit the bricks, kid.
Okay, well, there's conflicting reports, though. I'm seeing that he resigned. I mean, and he's already tried to quit multiple times. So, some people are saying he was axed, and some people are saying he resigned. I'm sure the truth is somewhere in the middle.
Probably. I mean,
he probably wanted to quit. Yeah, I mean, he tried to quit when they shelved Batgirl.
Yeah. He probably wasn't happy about that because wasn't he like one of the champions of the Batgirl movie?
Yeah. I think he's the one who orchestrated it going to streaming.
Yeah, I think all of his work was being undone or just being ignored completely. So he was just like, you know what? I don't even need to be here. Deuces. So he just kind of peaced out.
Yeah, so now it's going to, one, they have not found their Kevin Feige yet. But
something tells me that's going to be a really hard job to do. I mean, honestly.
Well, it's just, with all the bad press Warner Brothers has been getting the past few months, who wants to step up to that, you know?
Yeah. It's hey, you're on the Titanic. It's sinking. It's hit the iceberg. We think we can save it, though. You want to give it a shot? No. I feel like, where's the nearest lifeboat?
You're going to have to, whoever they do get, is going to have to deal with so much increased media scrutiny.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Just because the questions will come nonstop. Well, oh, how do you think you're going to go up against Marvel? How do you think you're going to be different this time? Your 10-year plan that, you know, your CEO mentioned, how is that going to work out?
Or how long till Warner Brothers fires you?
Yeah. How long do you wait till you make another, you know, Superman versus Batman and they fight over something else stupid? I mean, you know, how long till, you know, Ezra Miller fucks up again, you know? These are questions we want answered. They're going to throw at him.
Well, and also, like, you know, now with Hamada gone, of course, people are tweeting and such about bring back Zack Snyder now. But was it Hamada that got rid of Snyder?
I don't know. I think it was Snyder, really, that got rid of Snyder. It's just stuff he was dealing with in his personal life that caused him to step away. And, you know, fans were like, we want to see the Zack Snyder Justice League, which, I mean, granted, was better than the one we got from Joss Whedon, but I wouldn't call Zack Snyder's version cinematic masterpiece over here, you know?
No, I mean, yeah, to me, it was leaps and bounds better than the Whedon one, but, I mean, shoot, now HBO won't even really acknowledge that version exists now.
Like the one you showed us, the 4-hour one with the black and white with the 4:3 ratio. No, we don't know what you're talking about. The one you showed it was on your platform, HBO Max. Oh, we don't know what you mean. There's no movie of that by that name. No, it's a yeah. Just DC's in really hard denial right now, and it just it's I don't know, man. It's like you're driving a piece of shit jalopy, and everyone knows it's a piece of shit jalopy, but you get a new paint job on it. And everyone's just like, oh, everyone's just nice to you. Like, oh, that's a nice paint job. But you're still driving a piece of shit jalopy just with a new, it's like this is what they're doing. Just throwing a new paint job on a pile of shit.
Yep.
And you're not getting anywhere. You're not really getting to the root of the problem, like fixing the internals, the mechanics, the, you know, the people at the top who make these decisions. That's where you got to fix it first.
No, plus now they're hinging. It's pretty much they're hinging all their bets on Black Adam now.
Yeah, and you know the reviews have not been
good,
stellar. No. Yeah, they've called and I'm all for seeing like Dwayne Johnson movies. I love The Rock. Most of his movies, they can be dumb, but he's usually charismatic. And his smile carries the day, and his muscles, and he does something awesome. And you're like, nah, I can't be mad at you, Rock. But this one, they're saying he's dull and he's just kind of charmless. And
well, what I was saying is like, it's not that they have a problem with him, really. It's they have a problem with the script and the story.
But yeah, I mean, it's like the Justice Society of America.
Yeah.
Was the Justice League like too busy to handle this obviously big threat guy with the power level on par with Superman? You couldn't get Superman and, you know, Green Lantern and Wonder Woman out there to, you know, make the guy come correct. But it's like, yeah, I know you're trying to get me to believe that these B-lister, you know, subs. Like Superman's out for the day. He's having a kryptonite, you know, he's having a kryptonite colonoscopy or something, whatever.
Well, yeah, it's weird that, you know, Amanda Waller is who they send in to deal with him.
Yeah, it's like, okay, yeah, so where's the Suicide Squad? And again, you're sending in a bunch of scrubs to handle an obviously huge titanic threat. And it doesn't make sense. It's like this could have been a crossover with like Justice League or somebody, you know. I don't know. I'm probably gonna watch it. I'm not gonna watch it in the theater. I'm just gonna.
Yeah, I'm gonna wait for home. But I mean, if we're being honest, it's gonna make a lot of money just because it has The Rock in it.
Well, yeah, The Rock, they're banking on that. He's gonna have it make some money and. Which is fine, and I'm sure it'll be mildly sort of entertaining for a couple hours, but I don't think it's anything that's going to light a fire under the DCEU and you know, make people think that, oh, this movie's got them on the right track.
Yeah.
Yeah, wow, I think they know what they're doing now.
Especially if for no other reason that this is, it's an origin story. An origin story is not what's going to... Get your movie universe on track.
Yeah, that's what we need. We need yet another origin story. No, we don't. It's like, no, please don't show us Batman's parents dying again. Please don't. I don't want to see Spider-Man's Uncle Ben get killed again. Just, you know, move on with the, you know, do it like, I hate to say it, do it like Marvel's been doing it. Kind of just weave the origin story. And you go back in snippets, like, you know, flashback a little here, flashback a little there, but don't start from there. Like, you can start and they're already hero. And then, you know, they're in a situation which that situation could lead to, you know, a little flashback sequence showing them, you know, how they got started real quick. You know, you
or, don't need to have one. Or how about we get a movie and then you, with the character, already established, a hero already established, and if it does well, then give us another movie that has the origin story as part of it. You know, like, why why do we have to keep starting there? I mean, I get it. You know, it's the first time Black Adam's really on the big screen, but still, you know,
it's like every time you go to read a book, it's like, here, it's the same book you've read before. Start at the beginning. Well, I want to kind of start at my favorite spot, my favorite chapter. I already know what. No. Start at the beginning again. I don't want to do that. We'll do that. This is what we're telling you to do. No, man, I don't want to do that. Why are you making me do that? Yeah. Because everyone's like, oh, but my version is different. I can do it different. I could make their story better. Like, there's only so many ways you can cook an egg, you know, man? Just saying. But we'll see how DC handles this one.
Yeah, I mean,
I can't. I was gonna say they can't do any worse, but well, they might be like, you think? Hold my beer. They could do worse, you know? Because
I mean, yeah, they can do worse. So we've seen it worse.
Every time I think they're, you know, couldn't get any worse for DC, it does.
Which, you know, and it is kind of strange because all the HBO series for DC are pretty good. Like, I mean, I'm not the biggest fan of Titans, but I know, you know, I'm just not the audience for it. But I know that the people Titans who are right. Like, they dig it. I mean, I think Doom Patrol is fucking great.
Doom Patrol is brilliant.
I like Pennyworth.
Harley Quinn is amazing. It is hilarious. It's probably some of the best animation that DC has done in years, and it cracks me up every time. And it just got renewed for season 4, so that's a smart decision. Yeah, I mean, the things they have that are out, you know, like on DC, you know, HBO Max, and the DC stuff, it's fairly good, entertaining stuff to watch. I don't know. Hopefully Black Adam will keep it afloat until whenever they get around to giving us Aquaman. God knows when that comes out.
Well, I think we're going to get Shazam before that.
And it's like, okay, you've got the good version of like the gods, like Shazam, and he turns into a hero. Billy Batson's a hero. Then you've got the bad version where you've got Black Adam, and he goes Shazam, and he turns into kind of the evil gods version of, you know, it's like, wouldn't you think you'd make there be a stronger connection between the two? Like they'd know about each other, or you could set it up where maybe you could see them battle it out? I think they would be a good fight. But
no, we're just going to jump straight to Superman.
Yeah, why not? Because, you know, we're DC. We waited too long to put him in a movie, and here we've got a really swole Dwayne Johnson. Like his superhero suit did not need any, you know, sewn in muscles. He's got his own. He came equipped with his own, you know, and it's like, well, you got to have him fight Superman now. So they almost put themselves in these positions, really.
Yeah. And tying into that, like we, you know, I guess it's been a month now since we've been seeing reports that a Man of Steel 2 is in the works, and that they are trying to woo Cavill back for it.
Yeah, actually, we can thank The Rock for that, because part of the thing, or him starring in Black Adam and him doing this, he's like, the whole reason I want to do this is because I want to see Superman back in the DCU. I want to fight Superman, and I wanted Henry Cavill to come back. He was great. So that was one of his stipulations. So when The Rock says, people do, apparently. So,
well, I'll say, you know, when they walked away from Cavill, you know, they kind of shot themselves in the foot, because he is at least twice as big of a star now than when he was playing Superman, you know, with The Witcher. And
yeah, when
there's some other gaming series he has signed on to, either for a movie or the TV show, I can't remember. You know, he's that man's getting his pick of every nerdy role he wants.
They first had him as, you know, Kal-El, you know, it was like he was generally not well known. I'm like, oh, who's this Henry Cavill guy? And now, of course, they got to go back groveling to him. And it's like, hey, you could have had me, you know, on the cheap. Now, this is going to cost you some money.
Yeah, and now you gotta work around my schedule, because he ain't going to walk away from Witcher.
Yeah, no.
You're doing that show?
Absolutely not. Yeah, he's just like, I'm the star of that shit. You know, that's my gig. Yeah, he's not sitting pat. He's a super nerd. He's got super nerd powers. Like, I grant you the powers of super nerdery and also handsome with muscles. Pair that together, and he's a charming son of a bitch who's into D&D and, you know, Warhammer and shit.
That's what it is. Maybe it's the Warhammer. And I remember seeing him attached to. Can't remember. Yeah. I know there's something. There's another video game property he has become attached to.
Either way, DC is. There's going to be some negotiations, and it shouldn't have taken this long.
No.
For them to get to Man of Steel 2.
Especially because it's not, you know, when Man of Steel didn't do as well as they thought it was going to, and, you know, Justice League, Superman versus Batman, they didn't bomb because people didn't like him as Superman. You know, he was not ever the fucking problem.
They bombed because the writing was terrible. The stories were tepid.
And they were
sad stories.
And they were so dark. As in lighting wise.
Yeah, it was just like they jumped the gun, they rushed everything. Oh, you know, it's Superman versus Batman. I was like, well, can we build up to that a little bit? Oh, no, look, it's Doomsday. You're like, no, this is just a little too soon for that. And like, we killed him. And you're like, but you killed him, and there's going to be a Justice League movie. Like, we don't know you're going to bring him back to life. Come on, you're telegraphing this shit. You need to cut it out. Stop it. And they didn't, and they fucked it all up, and now they're trying to unfuck it. And it's easier when you don't fuck it up in the first place and then trying to unfuck it and then fix it. That is not how it works.
Yeah, it was like, why? Like, Marvel learned from their Hulk mistake. I mean, it took them two times. It was the third time that they finally got it right. You know,
like Ang Lee, he's great for the Hulk, right? No, people didn't shine on that one. No. Okay, we're going to go Ed Norton this time, and we're going to do this version of what? No, you don't like that one either. Okay, well, we can put a post-credit scene in that movie, and we connect it, and we'll forget about it till, I don't know, like 15 years later. And then, hey, look, you know, it's all these connections to this movie that no one gave a shit about. Now suddenly people are going back to watch it because they're like, well, who's the leader? Who's this guy? He's going to be in what movie? What? Like, I'm flabbergasted that they cast. Apparently the rumor is they've cast Harrison Ford to replace, what's his name?
Hurt.
William Hurt.
Yeah.
As, you know, General Thaddeus Thunderbolt Ross. And I'm like, it's not that they recast him.
I mean, he passed.
Harrison Ford passed?
No, I mean, William Hurt passed. Didn't he?
No, I know. He died. I mean, I'm not against the recast. Yeah, he did. You know, rest in peace. It's not that I'm against the recasting of the character. I'm just, I just wasn't feeling the vibe from Harrison Ford being cast in that role.
Well, also, I mean, he's being cast because he's going to become the Red Hulk, right?
Well, I mean, in comics, he does. I don't know if the MCU is going to follow that route. I would hope so, because that would be kind of cool. But then, why cast Harrison Ford in the first freaking place? But then maybe that'll work, because he's 80, and he's talked about retiring from acting after Indiana Jones. So maybe he just is like, wants one more payday, and he's going to be like, you know what, I'll just...
Well, considering what people get paid for a Marvel movie and somebody of his name recognition,
yeah,
he's probably going to get, you know, more than the average Marvel payday.
Maybe he's like, maybe I'll act for a little bit and I'll lend my voice to this thing and it'll be CGI.
And we'll know Harrison Ford. This will be the paycheck I can retire on.
Yeah. Yeah, maybe.
Though, I mean, in what fucking world does he not already have enough money to retire on? But
he's Harrison Ford. He's had enough money to retire for 30 years.
But also, it is kind of hysterical in that, you know, he's so curmudgeon-y.
Yeah.
And
it's amazing. I don't know what they told him to get him. Because, you know, you couldn't get him to do any more Star Wars movies. He's like, those movies are stupid.
Yeah.
They're for kids. And there it is. He's in this fantasy world with a bunch of muscly characters doing stupid comic booky things. And it's like, sign me up, kid. You know, it's just, I don't know. It was a weird casting for me, but hey, whatever. Harrison Ford, cool. He's not going to be Indiana Jones anymore. He's going to be somebody.
But also, like, it's not like they're starting on that anytime soon.
I know. It's like, okay, you cast him. So we're not going to see the Thunderbolts till 2024, by which time you're going to be like almost 82 years old. So, I don't know. I mean, I'm sure the filming it, I don't know. He's kept in shape, but he's still 80 some odd damn years old.
He also still injures himself on almost every
regular basis. It's almost like your movie is not blessed until Harrison Ford injures himself in some way on your film set. Oh, he crashed the plane. Oh, the movie's going to be, you know, A+, you know, Rotten Tomato score. It's going to make a killing. Oh, he broke his leg on set. Oh, it's going to be the best Star Wars movie in years. You know, oh, nothing went wrong. Everything is fine. It bomb. We're talking Crystal Skull level suck, dude.
What's funny, yeah. You know, like, I imagine by now, anytime he gets cast in a movie, the insurance companies go nuts.
Oh yeah, you're like, wait, you cast Harrison Ford? Okay, the guy's like, let me look, you do the math, carry the one. He's 80 now. He's 80, has a pilot's license. Oh shit. Oh, yeah. I don't know if you guys can afford the insurance on this one. Yeah, it's like trying to insure him and Tom Cruise. It's probably impossible.
I wouldn't be surprised if Tom Cruise now, like, insures, like, gets his own private insurance.
Probably owns an insurance company. It's like, don't worry about that. I got that under control. You're like, are you sure? You're like, nah, I do.
Because really, like, what regular movie insurance company is going to be like, so the star actor is going to pilot his own fighter jet? We don't have a policy that covers that.
Yeah. He wants to fly his own F-18. Yeah, that he did. And the Navy was like, okay, here's how it's going to go, Tom. We'll allow you to use the jets on a discounted rate because it's expensive to run these jets per hour. It's like $10,000 per hour, some ridiculous amount. It's expensive. Cool, I'll give you a discount on that because you're showing the Navy in a popular light. It's going to be a good recruiting tool, yada, yada, yada. Our only stipulation is you can't fly the F-18. You can be in the back seat, and you can do all the filming and all the stuff, but we can't let you fly one because he was all set to jump in that cockpit and learn how to fly a fucking F-18. I'm like, more power to you, Tom. That's some dedication.
Yeah, and he really wanted to be ejected from it.
Yeah, you're like, the insurance company's just like, no, I don't know, dog. That's working out. But anyway, what have you been watching on television lately?
Well, I'm not caught up on. I still have not watched this week's Andor. I know what happens. Pretty much, but
it's a good episode. I liked it.
I'm enjoying everybody arguing if it's K2SO or just a copy.
I don't know. That's a good question because I mean, there's not just one K2SO, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, he got reprogrammed and he's that singular K2SO, but it's a series of robots. I just liked how. And since you already know what's happening in the episode.
It's one of the shows, like you keep telling me to stop, but I read the recaps right after it airs because I have learned there's just some people on my feeds
that just don't know how to let you enjoy shit.
Yeah, they're gonna spoil it for me, and because of it airing in the middle of the week, I can't necessarily get to it that day.
Yeah.
So I'm keeping up with recaps if I'm not able to watch the show. So,
I mean, I spoil it
for myself, you know, instead of having somebody else do it.
I might as well spoil it myself. At least that way I can control the spoilage.
Yeah.
What I did enjoy from the episode was that the whole kind of mind fuckery showdown between the two ISB officers. So that one guy was trying to be smug, like he thought he was going to catch that chick disobeying orders.
Yeah.
Yeah. And he was going to get her like canned. And she was like, actually, no. And she used precedent and procedures. And she out mind fucked him hard. And the guy was like, oh, you did a great job. You know, you're in charge of that sector since you don't seem to give a shit about it. And he was just like, oh shit. She got me. And I thought that was that
you
whole.
You know, there's speculation that she is a double agent now.
That's what I was thinking. I was like, she knows too much about procedures. And she was too smooth of that to, I don't know. There's this vibe I'm getting that she's like, a rebel, you know, deep down in there. If she's not a rebel, she's going to soon be one.
Or I mean, then, maybe she's one of the people Mothma has.
Maybe. Mm-hmm. And then I did enjoy also the, at the end where they showed how Andor, he was just like, you know what? I'm going to take my money and run. I've done my part for king and country. I'm out of this bitch. I'm going to go get my people. We're going to go on vacation and we're just going to get out of here and lay low. And they were all like, no, man.
Oh, yes. People were like, no, you can't. You can't be here.
You can't be here. You fucked up, dude. You're too high right now, man. The Empire is going to come down on me like a ton of bricks. I'm not. His side chick, he was like, nah. His like surrogate mom was like, you know what? I'm tired of this. I'm too old to keep running. I'm going to fight. And if I die, so be it. Rebellion. Let's get her done, you know? He was just like, son of a bitch. Well, fine. Forget all you people. So he goes on vacation. And of course, he's got a new assumed name. And he's minding his own freaking business. And his problem was he couldn't, because he was living that life all the whole time of being like someone else on the run, being kind of suspicious. He just exuded that suspicious vibe. And that guy was like that Imperial officer who you knew was just trying to like, you know, kind of display his own alpha male bravado. Like, where are you going? What are you doing? So nothing. Why are you sweating? I'm not sweating. I just took a shower. I was like, I'm not running. He's trying to come up with all these excuses. And you knew the guy was going to railroad him because it's the Empire. And he's just out doing nothing. The one time he's actually out doing nothing, they catch him. They're like, yeah, 6 years. He's like, what? For what? I wasn't doing anything. I'm like, yeah, well, you know, it just, sorry, our bad. 6 years. I was like, that's hilarious. I can't wait to see how he gets out of that. Or who gets him out of it.
Oh, excuse the dogs in the background, folks, but that would be a good spot for us to take a break. And we'll be right back after this.
Hey, Mike, I think I might have the new promo for Earth Station 1 for the spring. Want to hear it?
Sure.
Celebrating over 12 years of bringing you all things geek, we're the Earth Station 1 podcast. No matter the topic, we have been showing you all sides of geekdom with interviews, reviews, discussions, con reports, and as always, the Geek Seat. Join Mike and Mike weekly at earthstation1.com or wherever fine podcasts are found. That's Earth Station 1. What do you think? Is it okay?
That's fine. We'll do better next time. Comic-Cons are back, and fans are ready. Hear all about it on The Con Guy Show, where we keep you up to date on all the events, the movies, the people, and the conventions that drive your passions and feed your fandom. Straight from the nerdy heart of Hollywood, California, we are proud members of the ESO Network, your station for all things geek.
And we're back.
Thanks for coming back and tuning back into the show. Before we get started back into more topics, I wanted to do this before I forgot. My friend, one of my closest friends, we call him Buzz. He's been called Buzz since he was like a little kid because he buzzed around like a bee, like whatever. Not important. He moved out to Las Vegas and he became like a professional poker player. So, you know, he's doing his thing and he's out there, and I forget that this show, like, it's an internet show and people can listen to it wherever on whatever platform. And it, I just always forget that it's more than just local. He was riding the bus, doing his thing, ran across a fan of the show.
How's that?
Well, he's riding the bus and he's just he likes to strike up conversations with people. And he's like, yeah, my friend, you know, lives in San Antonio. He does a kind of a podcast. And she's like, oh, what podcast? And he's like, oh, yeah, it's the Blurred Nerds. And she's like, oh, you know, that kind of like shocked, like mouth open, like, oh my God, really? I love that show.
Wow.
Yeah. And he's like, yeah, he's Geek Farley. She's like, oh, he's great. I love him. So he tells me she proceeded to like kind of fawn over. Like, really? You know him for real? I'm like, I that's cool. You know, that's fun. And people, you know, just out and about, just kind of know me at random. So I told him I'd give her a shout out on the show. Her name is Brooklyn Hilton, which is pretty interesting. I was like, that's a cool fuck name. Yeah, that's a cool fuck name. Brooklyn Hilton. I didn't ask if she was any relation to the Hilton Hiltons, but... I imagine she's not. If she was riding a bus in Vegas, she would have had her own bus or something. So shout out, Brooklyn.
Some people enjoy public transportation.
Yeah.
Hey, Keanu Reeves rides the bus and the subway and all that.
He does ride the bus. And yeah. I wish Keanu Reeves was a fan of the show. That would be really cool.
Hey, you never know.
Yeah. He could be listening in secret. You know, I don't want anyone to know. So anyway, hi, Brooklyn. Thanks for tuning in to the show. We appreciate it.
Yeah, he could hear your voice come on and go, whoa.
Yeah, right? Whoa. I totally love this dude. Maybe I'll give him a bit part in, you know, John Wick 5 or something.
Yeah, if you are listening, Keanu, we think NFTs are silly too.
Right. I don't know what I don't think there's enough people in the world to explain to me what the fuck an NFT is. I don't understand.
It's digital art.
I get, yeah, well, still, I don't know. Okay, whatever.
It's the easiest way to put it. It's digital. It's a digital picture, digital art.
It's a digital picture that apparently is locked in a certain way, that it's in its own blockchain, that only one person can have access to it, and you have to sell it to the... I don't know. I guess it's the same difference as, you know, having physical art like a Mona Lisa or a, you know, a Van Gogh or something. Like I said, the world is a vastly, speedily changing place.
So did you start watching season 3 of Love is Blind yet?
Oh, I didn't even know it was out yet.
Yeah. Jeez. They dropped the new season either yesterday or the day before.
Oh, well, that gives me some trash to watch.
Yes, so far
Watch the season 2 after.
Yeah, I couldn't even finish that.
Episodes.
That was even more.
Wow, I was eating it up. I was just gleefully eating it up because all the relationships flamed out horribly, just massively, like, and I was like, I expected it. All of them just went kaput. And it was like, like the black couple, the one guy who
wouldn't stop partying
to save his life. Like, dude, you're married now. Why'd you get married if you don't want to stop partying? You're being dumb, whatever. And the girl was just like, I can understand her point of view. And then, like, you show them working it out, and then it, like, cuts to black, and then it does a little disclaimer. Oh, 1 month after filming ended, they decided to get divorced. You're like, well, I guess they didn't have that dedication we thought they were going to have. So, season 3, huh?
And so far, like, I don't believe one person who has made it out of the pods. There's at least one person in each couple where I'm like, yeah, I don't think you actually came here to find somebody.
No, at this point, your season three, the jig is up. The word has gotten out. I think people are just going to be on the show because they're trying to get famous.
Yeah, they're there for a career.
They're not there to like really truly commit to the experiment and try to get, you know, find love out of this thing.
But there's this one dude who goes and when he is still in the pods and trying to make a match, like proceeds early on to like tell the girls how he's like traveled the world and been like taught by older women how to have sex and all these positions and like.
So we've already got a new shape.
Huh? No, but it's not. It's he totally isn't. It's just he's one of those. This dude does not know how to talk to people.
It's like one of those awkward kind of like.
Yeah.
Like, dude, stop talking. You're not helping yourself. Quit. Like, stop talking.
It's like he thinks he's being deep. You know, like. Really displaying something about himself.
He's
it's like
deep, he's being skeevy as fuck.
Yeah, and the looks on the women's faces when he's talking about it, they're like, oh, okay.
That's okay. I gotta watch it just for that to see him, see this guy crash and burn hard.
Did you watch the new Hellraiser?
I have not watched that yet. I've heard good things.
Yeah, I watched it the day it was released, and I mean, I enjoyed it. And to me, like, if Clive Barker liked it so much that he now has, he's saying he has a renewed inspiration to write some new stories based around Jamie Clayton as Pinhead, then I'm like, man, if the guy who originated it is digging it, then like, who am I to be like, nah, this ain't Hellraiser.
Yeah, the guy who started the whole thing likes it, but nah, I think that's bullshit. I still hate it. Yeah, what are you going to do?
No, I thought it was like, especially I was watching, you know, because the special effects now is just so updated. I was sitting there looking at like some of the Cenobites like, oh, fuck, I wish I knew how to do those type of prosthetics. Like, it'd be so cool to do that costume.
The costume would be dope, yeah. No, the only thing I watched horror-wise was, and I shouldn't have done it, I railed against it, hated on the previous movie, but I watched Halloween Ends.
Oh, see, I'm not gonna watch that.
Yeah, don't. Save yourself. It is so hokey, and the dialogue is so stupid, and you spend an inordinate amount of time in this movie focusing on a new character, like a Michael Myers Jr. kind of guy. Like Michael Myers gets a protege. You're like, really? I don't see Michael Myers as a protege kind of guy. It's weird. And the guy was weird. And then the daughter, you know, what's her name? The survivor, Jamie Lee Curtis's character.
Oh, Laurie Stroud.
Laurie Stroud. Her granddaughter.
Laurie Strode, whatever.
Laurie Strode. Her granddaughter gets involved with the guy, like romantically. And you're like, do not see. He's crazy. Because he's this kid that's been ostracized because he accidentally killed a kid he was babysitting. Like, it was a legit accident, whatever. But then it suddenly, you know, his grandmother, you know, Laurie Strode, can see the evil in his eyes. And she's like, don't date him, he's evil. And then she's like, no, you don't care, Grandma. You don't know. Just because you and Uncle Mike have been involved in this bullshit for 40 years. You know, it was dumb, stupid. And it was just like, I had to sit through it just to watch how it ended. And you're just like, oh, really? That's it? That's all it took?
I don't think I've watched a Halloween since part two of the original series.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I mean, I quickly realized, like, I'm just not, unless it's like Slumber Party Massacre or something like that, you know, those classic 70s slasher flicks. I just didn't really get into other types of slasher movies. Unless there was supernatural involved, like Nightmare on Elm Street, you know, like give me the supernatural element, I'm all for it. And Jason, you know, Friday the 13th had a little bit of that for a while, but then again, just too many sequels. I don't think I've watched a Friday the 13th since they shot him in space.
what was that, 10?
I can't remember. But yeah, after that one, I was like, oh, okay,
they call this one Halloween Ends, but we know. We all know.
No, as long as a movie makes money.
As long as it makes more money than it costs them to make it, there's going to be another one. It just may be without Jamie Lee Curtis, because she's probably like, all right, enough, I'm done with this. These movies are stupid. I'm too old to be dicking around with this stuff. I want to like.
Well, shit. I think now, yeah, she wants to be in a in a superhero movie now.
Hell yeah! I think she deserves it. That'd be dope. Have her be somebody. That'd be cool. Yeah, yeah. So Halloween Ends. Don't just avoid it.
Okay. To be fair, were you a fan of the other Halloween movies?
The original, the first two Halloweens, yeah, I love those. And the first Halloween that Rob Zombie did, the first one, the reboot, that one was cool. And I did like this new trilogy. I did like that new Halloween. That one was good. And I was like, oh, okay, they've got a framework to build off of. This ought to be cool. And then Halloween Kills killed my desire for more Halloween movies. But I was like, oh, I think I do it every time. I'm not watching any more of these sequels. They're stupid. They're trash. And then the next one comes out and I'm like, well, how bad could it really be? And then I watch it. And I'm like, ah.
And you're like, oh, that bad.
They got me. They got me again. It is that bad. Yeah. Yeah. So I'll definitely check out Hellraiser. Because you're not the first person who's told me that it was pretty dope.
Yeah, I mean, I look forward, especially the way they ended it. I hope it does well enough for Hulu that they see a path going forward for more stories, because it was really an interesting ending.
But you know what I have been watching that's just been mesmerizing me? Patient.
What?
The Patient.
Okay. I don't know that I've heard of that.
It's on Hulu. It's starring Michael Scott. I can't remember. What's his name?
Steve
Carell.
Yeah.
So it's starring Steve Carell and Domhnall Gleeson. And it's a story about how the serial killer who wants to stop being a serial killer because he's tired of killing people, but he can't help himself. He kidnaps this therapist to help him. So he's got this therapist chained in his like basement, and he's like forces him to go through these sessions with him while he's chained up against the wall. And it is this psychological kind of
is there comedy in there?
It's, you know, if like, there is,
because Steve Carell, you never know if there's going to be like deliberate comedy.
Yeah, no, I know, but Steve Carell is the kind of actor where he could do it. Slapstick comedy.
Yeah, he's done plenty of dramatic. Yeah,
but this is straight dramatic. This is like, and it's really well done.
So is he the therapist or is he the serial killer?
He's the therapist, and Domhnall Gleeson is the serial killer. And it's really a psychologically well done thriller. It's just whole mind fuck, and each episode is only like 30 minutes long.
Isn't Domhnall Gleeson the redhead from Star Wars and Harry Potter?
He is.
Ah, okay. Getting the picture in my head. Yeah.
He's great. He's great in this. It's really, I would recommend it. You guys check it out. The episodes are only a half hour long. So you're watching it, right at the point you get into it and you're like, oh shit. The episode's over. And you're like, oh, so you gotta wait till next week. But well, season finale is airing this week, so
I saw that American Horror Story premiered their new season yesterday or whatever.
American Horror Story in New York City or something.
Yeah, I haven't started that yet. I'm really looking forward to, I think it's next week, Guillermo del Toro's Cabinet of Curiosities is going to premiere on Netflix finally.
Is that an anthology series?
An anthology, but horror based. So kind of building off the how they did with, how Gangbusters the House on Haunted Hill did. they're giving more horror a chance.
Okay.
But plus, you know, how he did with Scary Stories in the Dark. So they're letting his horror fandom back out of the
closet. Letting the stuff in his head out.
Yeah.
Into the world.
Yeah, but yeah, from what I can tell, like each story will be self-contained, but there might be a thread throughout the season. I don't know. I've tried not to watch too much of the trailers, you know, because I don't want to get too much of the story.
Sure.
I'm doing the same thing with Wakanda Forever. I watched the first teaser trailer that came out.
Oh, I can't wait.
Like half a year ago, and now I'm refusing to watch any other trailer or read any articles about it.
Yeah, but you do that all the time.
Well, I don't do it for TV shows usually, though.
Yeah.
You know, it's common for me not to do it for movies.
I want to see it in the theater. I'm hoping I recover from this damn foot surgery in time, but I want to see it in the theater. But I'm just like, oh, if I go, I want to go with somebody because I'm going to be all emotional because I'm just like, oh, Chadwick, still, I cannot watch Black Panther because I'm just like,
that sounds like a movie you need Timmy with you for.
Hey, it would be two grown men.
Right. Yeah, two grown men crying.
Two village men crying. Like, you know, someone beside us is going to be like, aren't they such a sweet couple? Look at that. Sharing in their nerd fandoms together. They're not afraid to show their emotions. No, you two are so sweet. I'm like, oh, what? Oh no, we're not. Whatever. Fine. You know,
that's the problem. I could see y'all in between your blubbering, like, I know we love each other so much. Yeah.
I know it's such great hetero love. Yeah. No, that's cool. Yeah. Since he's got his new teaching job, he's actually been quite busy. I haven't seen him since he started part-time teaching. So maybe on a Saturday we can make Saturday date and check it out.
Or if you need to wait a little bit longer, he should be having Thanksgiving break off.
That's true. I don't know if I can wait that long.
Yeah, it's a long time for you to avoid the internet.
Yeah, that would be a titanic fight. I don't think I could handle. The internet would catch me sleeping one day and I'd be like, what happened? What? Ah, damn it. No, got spoiled. And then, of course, some of the impact is lost. You get spoiled by the internet.
Yeah.
Something you wanted to see on the screen. And you're just like, son of a bitches.
Yeah, that's why I'm avoiding it. Like, I don't want to see the speculation anymore about who's going to be the next Panther. Like,
I don't want to know anything about that.
It's expected to be because it was expected as soon as they announced a.
I've seen who I think is the Panther in the trailer, but you know, you never know.
No, I saw a headline.
You could be throwing a fake out on you.
Yeah, I saw a headline where they were like, so and so is actually the next Black Panther, and I'm like, why would you put that in the fucking headline? Like.
Yeah, that's why.
Whether it's just speculation or not, you know, it's like
because the clickbaiting, man, the battle for your eyeballs is never ending.
I think it'd be cool if it's who it ends up saying it is, but
yeah, I don't even want to know who it says it is.
That's why I'm not saying it.
Now you got everyone curious. They're gonna be like, well, who is it?
Well, come on. There's like, what? I think there's five candidates we have at this point.
Yeah, I've even heard crazy rumors about, you know, I don't even want to say, because then people will be like looking up that speculation. The villain from the first movie, like somehow he's brought back and then, hey, look, he's Black Panther.
Yeah. That would just be retreading an old story since he was.
I know. That's why I'm like, I mean, but if he'd have a legit claim, then you're like, well, then there are a whole lot of things metaphysical would have to happen. But then in his phase, last movie in phase four, so, and they've been dealing a lot with the
magic.
The magic and the metaphysical and the
multiverse
and the, hey, you're dead now. Welcome to Valhalla. Hey, you're dead now. Welcome to, you know, the Wakandan afterlife. Hey, you're dead now. Welcome to the, you know, Egyptian afterlife. You know, it's So they've been dealing a lot with that. So who knows? Who knows?
Yeah. Speaking of Egyptian afterlife, Oscar Isaac must really want season two of Moon Knight, because I swear every week there's a new article saying Oscar Isaac announces they're currently looking for scripts for season two, or Oscar Isaac says it's going to happen. It's just like he's trying to manifest it.
Yeah. Well, that's not a bad thing. Maybe he.
No, it's not. I mean, I wouldn't mind seeing a season two. I would like for them to go the route they've done with Andor, in that give us a longer season. Like, stop with these 6-episode shows.
Well, it's like they're doing with Daredevil Born Again. We're getting like, I'm saying, 18 episodes.
Yeah.
As long as they're 18 meaningful episodes and not the whole Netflix model of, we're going to give you like 4 really good ones, and then you're going to have to sit through like 10 filler, slog ass filler, boring shit, nobody cares episodes. And then we like the final 4 we're going to give you, they're going to be awesome.
Yeah.
Don't do that. Don't give us more. That's the thing. People have been complaining like, oh, 6 episodes isn't enough. We want more, you know, and then She-Hulk gave us 9.
Come on. 6 episodes is not enough.
I agree. No, what I'm saying is, this is what happened. They listen to us. We're like, 6 episodes isn't enough. You know, before we were like, hey, these episodes are too many. And we were saying they were too many because we're just filler. It was bullshit. Like, if you're going to do that, just cut it down to the taut, most important, you know, story-driven episodes. And they did that, but then they went too far. And you're like, no. We like a few more story-driven episodes. It'd be nice. So they're like, okay, we're going to back up. We're going to give you, you know, 2 seasons of Andor, 12 episodes each, and then we're going to give you, you know, Daredevil Born Again, 18 episodes. And it's cool, but as long as they're meaningful.
Yeah, I mean, 18 might end action. Up being too much, but I think 12 is a good sweet spot.
It depends. We'll see.
Yeah, well, I mean, we'll see how Andor does with its back half.
I just hope it has some meaning. And like Andor, it took a minute
to get the train
rolling on the tracks. And I think as it starts rolling, going faster, and things get more, you know, more and more things happen with the rebellion, things are going to move faster. But those first few episodes, I was just like, oh, this is going to pick up. I had to remind myself, this is going to pick up. Things are going to get rolling. And they're going to, you know, they're just setting up this heist. And when they got to the heist, I was like, hell yeah, this is badass. You know, now they're like, all right, now we're into some shit. You know, now we're into the machination. So, you know, the rebellion starting its, you know, rebellion thing. And the Empire being like, oh shit, we got a real problem.
Isn't it funny how most episodes, even when we steer away from it, we always come back to talking about Star Wars?
Because we're Star Wars nerds. What do you want to do? What do you want me to do? I'm a Star Wars nerd. They always say you gravitate back to your first love, the first thing that you came across that opened your mind.
Yeah, but I don't talk about the Muppets every week. Come on.
Well, I wouldn't mind if you did.
Or Dark Crystal. Hey, I got to go stand under Falcor's head in Tennessee this past weekend. It was awesome.
I saw that.
Yeah, folks, if you're near Chattanooga out there, there is a antique store called The Refinery. And they purchased an artist replica. It's life size of Falcor's head from The NeverEnding Story. And you can go in the shop and take a photo with it at no charge. It's huge.
Nice.
Also, did I drive to Chattanooga just to go take a picture with Falcor? Yes, I did. Well, I didn't drive. My husband did. But still, it's the main reason we went there.
Whatever fuels your nerdery, my friend.
Yeah. We saw somebody make a post like a month ago on the Dragon Con boards, and they're like, look what I found. And it was like, we're going to be in that area in a few weeks.
And you're like Liz Lemon. I want to go to there.
Well, what's funny is Cameron saw it separately and sent it to me and was like, we should go. And I was like, oh, I wasn't even going to bring it up because I thought you'd think it was silly. So if it's your idea, it's better.
Older men for each other. Yep. It's adorable. No, well, you know what? I gravitate to Star Wars. I was just trying to make a point.
No, I know.
And that was just the easiest way to make the point, because
I'm teasing.
It was connected to Anyway, all I'm saying is, I'm glad there's more episodes. Of course, it's still 9 episodes wasn't enough for people to stop bitching about She-Hulk.
People just like to bitch about She-Hulk.
They're all mad. Like, what is this final episode? This doesn't make any sense.
I thought it was hysterical. That's the most I've laughed at it.
Great.
Yeah,
this was brilliant.
I laughed more in that episode than all of them.
And I thought it was the smartest thing they've done with the MCU.
Oh my god,
poke fun at themselves.
Yeah, the Kevin robot. Oh my god.
Yeah, I was just like, oh, you got to see Kevin. I'm thinking, oh shit, Kevin Feige's gonna like cameo in his own shit. And then it was the robot. I was like, oh. And like, I like the little hat they put on it. And it was just like the visor. I was like, this is just brilliant. I was like, the writing in this is just next level.
Yeah.
The whole episode. I thought it was great. I'm like, what do you guys expect from a She-Hulk show? She's going to break the fourth wall.
And I know. Sometimes it seems like the people complaining just never read the fucking comic.
Yeah. That's what happens most of the time. People complain about shit and they don't read the source material. They just want to have something to complain about, like everyone else.
I've only read like 2 episodes of She-Hulk, you know, throughout the years. But even I know that this show is.
It's based on the fucking comics.
So
I had never read a She-Hulk comic ever, and I knew she was a fourth wall breaking character, and I knew what the show was going to entail.
Yeah, and I knew it was a comic. I knew she was a comedic character.
I read about it. I knew what to expect from the show. So I wasn't surprised when they did shit. You know, it's like, folks, they just want to find shit to complain about, just to complain.
It is interesting that they're basically showing Wong as a person who does not give a shit about breaking laws.
He's the Sorcerer Supreme.
He kept being on Doctor Strange about, don't break the fucking rules.
Don't do this. Don't do that. Don't do this. And then he does it. He's like, I'm Sorcerer Supreme. What? I'm Wong. You know, you're like, I'm just questioning. Okay, he broke Abomination out of jail.
Twice.
So he's breaking him out for something. Either to be a part of a superhero team, or, you know, maybe he is eventually actually going to be part of the Thunderbolts. And they just didn't want to let us know about that yet, or he's going to be part of another team. Who knows? But I'm curious, and
he's letting artifacts escape. Carmitage.
What if that's not even Wong?
Yeah, I think it's actually Wong. It's
Skrulls,
just,
man.
It's just an interesting choice that all of a sudden he's like reckless and selfish.
I'm just saying, Skrulls, man. We don't know. Some of the heroes have been already replaced by Skrulls. I'd be curious if Wong's one of them.
Yeah, we'll see.
Yeah. That's the fun of it, though, right?
Yeah, but but would the Skrull have the magic powers?
A Super Skrull would.
Okay.
But anyway, that's the fun part about it, is the debating and the whole we'll see. Eventually we will. And it almost never ends like we expect it to.
Well, that seems as good as a point as any to end this week's episode, especially since I'm now being scratched to death by one of my dogs.
Dogs are like, food!
It is 1 minute past our feeding time, bitch.
Yeah, we're going to die, woman. Get on it right now. Y'all folks got to know, her dogs are tiny. And little tiny. One's a pug. One's a little.
Yeah, and the pug just
walked by
and passed gas on me, and now I'm dying.
Oh, she's farted on you. Ugh. It's serious now.
Yeah.
Bella is like, I'm unleashing the farts. I will unleash a fart every minute.
No, I'm gonna do this till you can't stand sitting in this room any longer.
she's a terrorist.
Yep.
Dog's a terrorist.
Well, as always, folks, we appreciate you tuning in, and I think we'll probably have another episode before Halloween. So until next time, folks, y'all take care out there.
And as always, don't forget your pillow so you can cover up the smell of your dog farts.
Hello.
Huh?
You've been listening to the Blurred Nerds Podcast, a member of the ESO Network. Join in on the nerd fun by following the Blurred Nerds on YouTube, Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. You can also check out our sister channel, GVTV, on YouTube at Geek Ventures Television. Have comments or show ideas? Want to hear more? Subscribe today, join us on our social media channels, or send us an email to theblurrednerds@gmail.com.
This has been a broadcast of the ESO Network. Be part of the crew and help support our shows by donating to our ESO Patreon or by shopping for the TeePublic store, which can all be found at www.esonetwork.com. The ESO Network, your station for all things geek.